The key sectors that will benefit by this reduction in VAT are your hospitality and food services, your catering services, your hairdressers, many key businesses that you would see on the main street of many towns and villages right throughout our rural communities. And this will give them an opportunity to have an additional 4.5% in their margin to really grapple with the increasing costs of doing business in that particular sector over the last number of years, and hopefully put them in a good position to be more resilient in the months and years ahead.
Accommodation, that remains at 13.5%.
It does indeed, absolutely. So this is for food services, your hospitality, catering and hairdressers.
What kind of an impact do you think this will have on the sector and its sustainability?
I think it will make a lot of businesses viable that are currently under pressure. If you look at the data in the hospitality sector, particularly that was published by the CSO over the last quarter, which shows a reduction of 8.8% in employment. So it really shows that of all the 13 sectors in the economy that are growing, this is one that is critically under pressure. And obviously this measure will give them an opportunity to give certainty, first of all, because this was an annual argument at the budgetary process. Now it's off the table. It's a permanent measure and will allow businesses plan accordingly, but also gives them a bit more back in their margin. And we've that aligned with our new tourism policy, a new era for Irish tourism, which we'll be looking for a 7% growth in visitor numbers and spend over the coming years to 2031. And again, that will give a huge amount of economic benefit to many rural communities right across our country.
Yeah, we're coming off the back of the latest statistics which show a slowing down in hospitality insolvency, which of course there is some crossover in this area. If you don't mind, just a quick question, Minister, what your view is on potential tourism tax. We've been speaking to some local hoteliers here that are concerned if there was a levy for every visitor. We're not clear whether it would be just tourists, whether it would be internal travel, whether or not it could apply, you know, in Donegal as it might in Dublin, where it seems to be addressing a Dublin problem. Where are you at in that conversation?
Well, first of all, I would share their concern. I think Irish tourism last year had a very difficult year. We brought forward our new tourism plan in December of last year, again, which we're looking to get the sector into a growth phase again. My instinct would be, as someone who has a lot of experience in taxation, is that you have to ensure a sector is growing before you put additional taxes on it. And critically for the hospitality sector, you know, we need to remain competitive. I have been speaking to a lot of international buyers who bring tourists into Ireland, a lot of those travel operators, and they're very concerned about competitiveness and our price or value proposition. So we have to be very careful on this. The other point I'd make is that, you know, we need to look at more reform in this country. A lot of those councils in question, you know, they reduce their property tax every year. Any revenue raising power that they have, they tend to walk away from it. I think we need to see councils being more responsible, raising revenue where they have the power to do so and demonstrate their authority to do it, and critically demonstrate how they're spending it in the locality rather than essentially looking for soft ways to raise revenue. So we just have to be very careful in relation to that. And as Tourism Minister, I'm very keen to note that there's no commitment for a tourist tax in the programme for government. That's the North Star by how the government is run. So it's something that I will look at, but as an evidence-based politician, the evidence will have to be put before me, and critically in relation to what local authorities are currently doing themselves already.
And I think too, what the big factor is, and what would be great reassurance is that we consider, you know, for instance, how we're so reliant on Northern Ireland business, and the idea that someone from Northern Ireland might have to pay such a levy or a tax into Donegal is unthinkable. Just finally, a reminder, by the way, for the businesses, make sure all of these changes, if they're applicable, are reflected to the customer. That's a bit of a cost in and of itself, but that's an important part of this. Briefly, Minister.
Yeah, look, and competitiveness will do this, because the more people we have setting up business, I think the more competition you will have. I just want to be very honest with your listeners. I think it's an important point, is that, you know, it's very difficult to have a viability measure to help businesses and an affordability measure at the same time, because customers may not see, you know, a very significant change in price, but what they will see is their business is growing, and through competitiveness you'll see prices coming down, because hopefully you'll have more businesses operating.
And I think in fairness, certainly the listeners to this show realise that this is not necessarily going to lead to cheaper bills. This is about supporting the industry, which supports the job and the community and so on and so forth. Minister, thanks for your time.